Apologies, proponents, apologies, apologies. All right, if we can, let's move on to item six. This is a conceptual design for a ferry plaza with the celestial star ferry attraction and public amenity space. We have a number of people with us. We have the Star Ferry Limited, we have Johnny Leung, we have Samson Leung, we have Carol Chan, and we have Cyrus Sham, all representing Star Ferry. Then we have Mr. Brownlee and Mr. Benson Poon representing Master Plan, and we have Gary Hu from WEC Engineer. Now, just before we go into this, this is obviously very innovative. Again, we've been talking about innovative all day, but this is innovative in its way. It's looking at a conceptual solution for the space immediately adjacent to the ferry piers in Central. It is the site of the current wheel, so just let's be clear on that. Now, what I don't want to get into today is a discussion about what happens to the wheel and do we think the wheel should stay and all the rest. That is for later, because what's proposed now is something that would follow the wheel, would not necessarily supersede the wheel. So on that basis, Ian, are you going to brief us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just give a quick presentation of our concept.
Yes, please. Yeah.
So the site here is where the ferry plaza is going to be. As you said, that's where the Hong Kong observation wheel is going to be. And our site was actually part of the urban design study in 2012. And as you can see, it is at a very prominent location where there's a major activity node, a meeting point, and a pedestrian link. It's an intersection of two corridors. So definitely this is where a lot of activity and node will be. And this is a perspective showing what came out of the urban design study, and you see that this is what the community back then thought of the plaza, and it was really kind of bland and lack of landmarks and public amenities. And this is where the ferry plaza site is, and there's pretty much just fountains there, right? And people just walking through. So what we're proposing is really to enhance this ferry plaza, and we're thinking of putting the celestial star ferry there as an iconic landmark and a heritage attraction. This is definitely something that's that the local people can relate to, and also tourists find it very attractive. So by doing this and also enhancing the area around it with public amenities, this will become a cultural tourist destination, public amenities space. Continue to be a major pedestrian thoroughfare, and even provide some unique dining experience that we were proposing within the celestial star ferry. So some of the reasons that we want to highlight that we want to place the celestial star here is that it will definitely enhance this ferry plaza as a focal node. It will bring visitors here and bring them to the central waterfront. It is also consistent with the theme of the ferry plaza. The name says it for itself. I mean, there's a ferry plaza. So there should be something related to ferry there. And it also is not in conflict with the Ferris wheel if there is a possible future scenario where both of them is another site, because right now there should be enough space to accommodate both of them. And also, it is consistent with the harbor development principles. We want to highlight is that the celestial star really is a symbol and a cultural icon of the Star Ferry. It represents the Star Ferry brand, and as we all know, the Star Ferry brand is quite popular. And you can see down here, this is a list of awards that's been given to Star Ferry as a tourist attraction. And I won't go through this, but I mean, it's from National Geographic Travelers commended it. The Hong Kong Architecture Century of the Century is also commended it, and all these other international organizations, right? So the celestial star itself was built in 1955. It serviced for more than 50 years. The dimensions are here, you can see. And it was retired in 2011, so it's been laid up in Tinkau with and unused right now. Within our proposal, the Celestial Star ferry will be placed here, and we're thinking of having a water feature, an artificial water feature to resemble a pond, and placing the ferry on here. And people can get to the ferry by ramp access. And around the ferry would be public amenities, right? There would be like seats, there'd be a fountain plaza, there'd be canopies for people to go there when it's raining, and also there'll be flagpoles as well that really mirrors the flagpoles at the Tsimshatsui Star Ferry. So all these elements really create a much better public open space. So what we're proposing within this Celestial Star is there's three levels: the upper deck, lower deck, and the hold. We're proposing to have a restaurants and public viewing space on upper deck, exhibition for museum and so on. Cafe and bar, a kitchen, and at the hold level there will be E&M facilities. This is existing layouts right now. You can see this mostly passenger seats, and at the bottom is like the engine room. This is a really preliminary layout design that we've come up with about some of the arrangements that we propose. So the restaurant and washroom would take up this pink area here, and the public viewing deck would be on the side. And this is also a viewing deck, but it's designated for the restaurant. And the bottom lower deck level, the exhibition space will be here, the cafe, bar, and the kitchen. And the hold will take up the E&M facilities. So our proposal falls in line with the OZMP planning intention. And in the OZMP, it says that this location is envisaged for a major attraction for tourists and the public to enjoy the dramatic harbor views. It should have waterfront-related commercial and leisure uses to be provided here. And definitely, we comply with all of these. And also, just to make a point also, is that the relocation of the Queen's Pier is actually over here. This area, so it's outside of our proposed area, so we definitely will not affect this other project. We also did a preliminary electrical and mechanical study, and basically is feasible to have some sort of operation for the ferry there. And our consultant also drew a preliminary layout of where the E&M facilities would go to in the whole deck. So if everything looks okay. We've also did a preliminary study of how to bring the ferry ashore on the ferry plaza, and it works as well. What the consultant has suggested is that we have a shore mobile heavy lift crane, and we'll lift the boat out of the water onto the shore, right? And one of the, like a small hurdle would be to remove the canopy and also reinstate it back, right? I mean, and then so that you can put the ferry there. Yeah. Yeah. We're also proposing to have a cradle to hold the ferry when it's put on the shore. And this could be put there temporary for refurbishing the ferry. So moving along, in terms of the implementation costs, the proponent is not capable of taking up the whole cost. The proponent would permanently donate the Celestial Star to the government or a sustainable public body. And we're suggesting the government could take up the cost for implementation, including the transporting the ferry ashore into the plaza, refurbishment and construction of the foundation and landscape amenities. The operational model, the proponent would help facilitate the process and work with the governments. The government could consider including the ferry plaza to the ferry franchise so that the concession revenue gained from the ferry would be used to stabilize the fares of the public ferry. The proponent would be willing to take up the concession operation and management of the Celestial Star and related furniture and structures within it. For management costs, for that Celestial Star and Ferry Plaza, many of the areas will be taken up by the operators at no cost to the governments. If the proponent is selected to be the operator, the revenue from the commercial operations would go towards covering the management costs and also the non-ferry box revenue for stabilizing the fares of the public ferry crossings. And our proposal falls in line with the harbor planning principles, and we want to highlight that it is a proactive proactive, like sort of a gesture of our client to want to enhance the harbor here at this location, and also it definitely will make a better location and be more enjoyable for the public to use. In terms of the harbor planning guidelines, this is definitely something that would build up the cultural heritage along the waterfront and let the people, the locals as well, tourists, enjoy more of the culture of Hong Kong and the maritime culture. It would definitely have an iconic landmark there. And also, this is a private sector involvement in managing the public waterfront promenade. We've found some examples that we want to also highlight. Is that this is the Grantham Exhibition Gallery at Aquaria Bay Park. This is also a boat that's been put there, and inside has been refurbished into a museum. And this is an overseas example at in London, and this is the Greenwich Maritime Museum. And inside they have also a cafe and a studio theater there. So it's quite a successful in terms of providing amenities for the community. This is a Japanese battleship Mikasa, also a museum in the Mikasa Park in Japan. So in summary, we have an improved quality and design of Ferry Plaza with an iconic landmark attraction and also public amenity. It would become a major activity node, a meeting point, and pedestrian link to the central waterfront. It would be in line with the OZP, and it would be in line with the harbor planning principles and guidelines. And also, it would be a public-private partnership that would benefit all the parties. And lastly, it is a technically feasible project. So we would like to solicit the advice from the commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. As I said at the outset, I think we should regard this as a fishing expedition, if I may put it that way.
Like a fishing boat to me.
fishing in the sense that the proponent is obviously wanting to gain from us a view, if you like, as to whether we like the proposal, whether we think it has merit, and that we would support them taking it forward in discussion with government. There's obviously issues around funding, there are issues around changing plans, etc., or coming up with a new concept. So treat it, as I say, something very conceptual. Do we like the idea? Do we think it's worth taking forward? I'm not sure we're in a position to endorse in principle, because there's a lot to be done before we get round to endorsing, I think. But do we like it as an idea? I think that's why we should start the discussion. Please, Paul.
Chairman, I welcome the donation of a star ferry as a feature for the waterfront at Central. I think it's a good idea. I doubt that we have to put it in a pond of water. I would like to see my daughter touch the rudder. I want to be able to people to feel and touch the boat, and instead of being kept at a distance, I think the footprint of this whole object can be much smaller, but without all the stuff that is planned around it, I don't think we need that. And we can be more flexible on where it's going to fit ultimately, probably closer to wherever the Maritime Museum is going to be. I think we also have an anchor. Is there an anchor coming somewhere? There's an anchor somewhere too. So we have an anchor. We have the star ferry. I think those are great objects to work with on the waterfront in the future. We have enough space to work with it. So I think we should welcome the donation of the star ferry. And I think that's a starting point. And then everything else is extra. Do you then set up a restaurant inside that star ferry? Well, I good luck with the buildings department. But the I'm happy to that could be considered, but I think those are additional things. What I think is a pity if the engine room is not available for public access. I mean, I would love to go and see the engine. I want to see the rudder. I want to see the drive shaft. You know, I want to see the engineering of that vessel. I mean, people will want to enjoy all of those details because normally you can't, because the thing is in the water and you have no access. So to make that the E&M room, I think it's a pity. It's a lost opportunity. I think the whole engineering of the star ferry is all great to know, great to see. I mean, by all means, cut it in half, you know, so you can see the whole boat, like you see half of it or whatever. You can do all kind of things with it. But I think there's a starting point, Chairman. Fantastic. We got another fantastic potential opportunity for the waterfront. Thank the Star Ferry Company for donating the vessel, and let's work from there. I mean, I don't think there is anything wrong with this idea. I think the reality of the internal workings, I think, is a challenge we have to look at. Location we can figure out as well once we do a plan for the overall central waterfront. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Peter?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for a real landmark feature, most certainly. I don't necessarily agree with Paul. I can't really understand why we would want to have a sort of shipwrecked Staff Ferry, really, when the entire Staff Ferry experience is the harbour crossing itself. I mean, that's what really makes it iconic. If it was to be used as a restaurant, why not anchor it to the harbour front itself, you know, or something like that? I mean, it's such a pity that we can't make use of the harbour edge in other circumstances. I mean, we saw the example of the fireboat, and it's a pity that that has to be anchored in concrete. I wonder really if, you know, we could not better relate it to the idea of the Maritime Museum. So, you know, would not a historical tall ship or an old Chinese junk save the same purpose and better advertise the advantages of the museum there? You know, the Cutty Sark is a real feature. It was a real ship. It's unique. It's a beautiful visual feature. It acts as a museum. So I don't think, you know, this particular, the Staff Ferry particularly emphasizes the maritime history of the harbour. It's something we can see every day crossing the harbour. So I think whilst the idea is good, I would not support the idea of a Star Ferry.
Okay. Ivan, and then move down the line.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I would definitely thank you for the initiative of Star Ferry Company. But to Chinese, it's something very strange when you put a boat on land. The boats belong to the water.
Yeah.
So when you put it on land, it means it's a past tense, they die, the company closed, it's just a history. So, and I also do not see, I think I see all the rationale of having an iconic feature of the Star Ferry in our waterfront. But I don't see the rationale living up the ferry and then land it on our waterfront land. And actually, the proposal itself is a fantastic opportunity to one of the topics we have been ongoing discuss for many years, which is the waterland interface. The Star Ferry itself can be parked in any part of our, you know, just as is shown in a previous slide, if it park in our waterfront, have all this function, it is a perfect opportunity to create another mode of waterland interface for our Victoria Harbour. And I will definitely support the initiative of Star Ferry Company to donate this boat and to have more, you know, more variety of our waterfront activity in our Victoria Harbour. But I would not support to lift this boat and then land it on our piece of motherland. Thank you.
Right, Andy, and then KY.
Yes, Chairman. Actually, I share Ivan's view. Actually, now, definitely the Star Ferry is one of the very important icon of Hong Kong. We need to protect it, maintain it, or even consider a better way to celebrate. When we look at the proposal, is this the best way to celebrate the icon? I think that the fundamental difference that with the other references that the proponent has presented is that basically our Star Ferry is still a working ferry. The best experience is to use it across the harbour. The only difference is that actually you can't buy any food on board. But you can make it happen. Actually, whether you have a working ferry commuting between Hong Kong, the Hong Kong side and the Kowloon side, I think we can still make it more interesting and make it more celebrating. That if I were a tourist or a visitor, actually really going to enjoy the Star Ferry, I would prefer to go to the ferry on water, as what Ivan said. And I think now, with the ferry donated by the Star Ferry coming, I think there's still a possibility for us actually to have the ferry permanently berthed on the waterfront, becoming a ferry really enjoying or have a direct relationship with water. Other than this, actually, if you put the ferry on land, actually, it's nothing more like a theme restaurant. I would prefer to really celebrate our working ferry at sea. Actually, I think the idea is good, but I think the proposal may need to be adjusted to, be more convincing. Thank you.
KY?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm repeating, but I certainly concur with Peter's point, Ivan's view as well as Andy's view. It's actually a bit ironical that when you have operating ferry service just alongside, and then you put a ferry in some sort of artificial dry dock. And so I think there are, personally, I think there are better use of that very valuable harbor front in the center of our city, not to repeat ourselves with a working ferry. And if on the issue of having food and drink, having a restaurant on a ferry, still, the experience is probably better if you have a working ferry devoted not for passenger carrying crossing the harbor, but for sort of a harbor cruise with food and drink, which of course another ferry company has been operating that. But of course, this is not something that you hold a monopoly. So on that basis, not to mention there is the issue of, I mean, certainly I'll put it this way, we are not in a position to actually comment further on how this proposed public-private partnership should proceed in a way of taking such a vital part of the waterfront in our central district. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. I will follow up with KY's comment. The proposal will not have impact on the ferry operation. That is quite clear. The other point is with respect to the operation mode of the proposed ferry plaza, the relevant government department and bureau would look at the feasibility in more details when more information is available. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Maggie?
To be honest, I have to say I don't really see why we shouldn't keep a retired ferry, even though we've got active ferries going. It is an iconic issue, and I'm really not sure that we'll have them forever and a day as an operation, because if it doesn't make money, well, you know, eventually it may go away. And then we might be rather sorry we haven't got one, at least, that we can preserve as an icon. Whether this is exactly the right place and exactly the right thing to do with it, I'm not absolutely sure. But I think it would be very unfortunate if we didn't take a donation and try and do something sensible on the harbour front with it.
Please, yes.
Chairman, appreciate Star Ferries donating the ferry to the Hong Kong people, but a boat serves its best purpose in water. I think it should stay in the water. Right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, proponent. Sorry. Please. Yes.
I approve of reusing and recycling an old ferry, but I felt uncomfortable looking at this thing on land, and I agree with what some of the other members have said about it should be in the water. I just felt it was a little bit theme parkish. So yes, I also say thank you very much for the donation idea, and there's still room for thought there. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a remark that as you look at the drawing, and if the Queen's Pier has been reassembled and replaced, there will be a technical challenge for you to leave the ferry above the Queen's Pier. So you have to think about it.
A proponent, you obviously heard comments. I think first thing to say is we appreciate the gesture, we appreciate the idea. I think the challenge is we're getting divergent views, a lot of divergent views on how to celebrate Star Ferry. And this may, the suggestion is this may not be the best way to celebrate Star Ferry, but maybe you would like to react and respond to the comments you've had.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I go first and then Johnny can add. No. Star Ferry came up with this idea before the Ferris wheel was going to be tendered. And at the time that we first presented it, they said this site's already committed. If something is going to happen, it has to happen after the Ferris wheel has moved away or whatever. So if we look ahead to try to do something in a plaza which is called the Ferry Plaza, the plaza is nowhere near a ferry, right? So I think the misnomer at the start, if there is supposed to be something that's going to commemorate the Star Ferry, and there's talk about a redevelopment of the old Star Ferry clock tower here, you know, the ferry boat itself is probably more iconic than that was. The ferry on the water has a problem because in terms of the licensing and the operation of a boat on the water, it becomes completely uneconomic to keep this as a restaurant on the water. It has to be maintained to meet Marine Department requirements and then LCSD requirements as well. To keep an old boat like this in a location in the Central Harbour, from what I've been told, is not only this boat, I mean other boats, that, like the Maritime Museum, when we're working with that, they were looking at how they could have boats associated with that on the water. The harbour would just smash these boats up given time because of the wave action in this particular area. So for economic and practical terms, it's not possible to keep the ferry boat on the water as a memento. If it's not operating, it's something which becomes a liability. It's been sitting there for about 4 years, and it can't keep sitting there. It's something which is an opportunity now. They could just, you know, demolish the boat, and that will be the end of it. But here's an option for doing something which commemorates it. And the way that it's been looked at, we were told 3 years ago to go away and look at the feasibility of making it into a situation where it could be part of the park. And the conclusion in terms of the M&E and the actual physical moving it to this general location or to perhaps to another location, it's feasible. But the option doesn't remain forever because the boat won't remain forever. And it just seems sad to me that there's something here which could be used. It can't be used on the water because it just is not economic to do that. Johnny, perhaps?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. As a supplement, I would like to elaborate further that it's not as easy as the member said that we can keep a retired boat afloat, because to keep a retired boat afloat has to comply with various regulations governed by the Marine Department. And the upkeeping fee for a layup ferry is high, as long as you have to comply with still have to comply with many statute requirements to keep it afloat. And also under the typhoon, the ferry has to tow back to the typhoon shelter, and you have to allocate a special area for this layup ferry, and it costs many administrative and maintenance aspect that we have to resolve by keeping it permanently afloat in the water. And as a Chinese, I would like to address some cultural issues for keeping this ferry ashore. keeping a retired fire boat ashore doesn't mean the fire boat won't arrive running in the harbor. And also, to address this issue, we specially convert the look of the ferry to second generations. That means that the second generation of the ferry has retired and died down many decades ago. This you can see that from our perspective that the nook of the ferry has been converted to second generations of the Star Ferry, and we are now the current fleet is under the fourth generations. So it's purely an iconic and collective memory of the reactions of the icon in the at the waterfront. So we did try to address the Chinese culture issue for keeping an iconic erections and attractions to match the whole theme of a ferry piazza.
Thank you. Any other response, reaction from proponent to the comments you've had? No? All right, okay. Could I just ask one question? I mean, how set are you on this location? Is it this location or nothing?
The location is between the center line.
What I'm asking is how set are you on this location? Is it, from your perspective, is it this location or nothing?
The location, the original intention was that how can this be integrated into the operation of Star Ferry?
Mm-hmm.
That is an issue, and one of the options that was presented was like parts of the central pier are within the franchise of the ferry company operations. And one of the proposals is that this also could be within the ferry franchise area, so that it became part of the ferry operations and is this cross subsidy back to the ferry. If you're thinking of putting it, say, up alongside the Grantham, it's probably too far away to be actually any association with the Star Ferry. It's, this is where the Star Ferries used to run out
no,
through
all,
here.
All I was trying to do is establish the degree of flexibility there might be.
I think one of the problems is that there's no site anywhere being identified for things such as this.
Yep.
And, I my personal concern is that not only this boat, but other boats as well that we've had in Hong Kong in the past of all sorts of different sites, types, they don't have a place on the waterfront. Mm. And that's an issue again. But the Star Ferry in Central is where the Star Ferry has been seen as being iconic operations.
Thank you. Paul, you had your hand up.
I have a question, and to follow through on that, does that mean that the donation of this ferry is subject to the right of the Star Ferry Company to operate a restaurant, i.e. when you're not allowed to operate a restaurant in this ferry, you're not going to donate the ferry? So I just want to make sure. I mean, if you're going to say I'm going to donate a ferry and maybe I'm also can get an operation out of it, that is great. But I mean, if you say I'm only going to donate it if you allow me to get my farebox revenue, I think then you're creating so many troubles that this is never going to fly. But if you say I'm going to donate a ferry and you've convinced all of them that you cannot keep it on the water for good reasons, and I knew that, but I mean, now maybe everybody else understands that too. That there is no way you can keep this on the water anyway economically. So we have to keep it on the land. But then if you can say, well, I'm just going to donate it for that purpose, and maybe it's possible to also operate it, we'll see. That would be an add-on. So can you be clear about that?
Our position is quite clear that we will donate the ferry to the government and put it on the land. But we won't insist on any concessions operations for the restaurant to be the operator of the restaurant. But still, we prefer to have the consideration included.
right. Okay, members, any other comments? Well, look, I think, as you gather from what was being said, support very much for the generosity, if you like, of the ferry company. I think that we would like to do something with the ferry. Whether this is the right way to do the right place to put it, whether this is the right way to celebrate Star Ferry, I think the views are mixed. Can we as a task force take it away? Can you take it away and think a bit more about how we might look at options and alternatives? Because I suspect we need to look at options and alternatives. Even if we end up, if you like, with this as the preferred location, I think we need to be sure that we've looked at other options and alternatives. Are you under pressure in any way to come to a conclusion on this proposal?
We are under pressure to donate the ferry, because as I said, to keep a layup ferry is not as easy as what members said, because we have to comply with related marine department's regulations to upkeep it afloat.
But is there an interim solution where you donate the
ferry? Annually, we have to spend quite huge expenses, sure, on upkeeping the ferry afloat at Dingao.
But is there an interim solution where you donate the ferry? We find it a temporary home, if you like.
If we cannot donate the ferry and this conceptual idea is not accepted, then maybe we have to scrap the whole ferry China.
Sure. But what I was suggesting was there might be an interim solution where you donate the ferry.
Maybe a year to go only.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Well, what I suggest is you think about options, alternatives. We'll talk amongst the task force about how we might try and take something like this forward. You've stirred things up, if you like, in the sense you've obviously brought to our attention a potential opportunity, and we need to think about it and how we might respond to that opportunity. There are some mixed views, so obviously we have to come to some sort of consensus about what would be the optimal way of accepting and taking up your offer. So can we leave it at that for now? We appreciate you coming, we appreciate the proposal, and we'll review it. But I think you also ought to reflect on what you've heard today as well. Thank you. All right, we are, I apologize, we are half an hour behind program, sorry.
Chairman, a big obstacle to this plan is the view of a number of members that a boat on land is not acceptable. But now that if the proponent really doesn't see any ability to have it on the water, are members going to stick to that view, or can they reconsider? I think we'll have to go through that thinking process. We can't maybe not do it today, but it was a task for us to go through. I think it's fantastic, and I'll have to touch the rudder and the and the propeller and see the engine and all of that, and I can see it fantastic. But yeah. I mean, we've got to get some clarity on this.
The reason I was not, if you like, prepared to take it too far forward, I think we need to look at central reclamation as a whole as well. Yeah. You know, there's a danger you look at one component and you forget about it. Yeah, so, you know, let's look at that. Let's look at the staff areas, one part, if you like, of the ultimate outcome, and see how it fits with an eventual outcome. It's not for today, but obviously we've got to have a debate about the wheel too, and that's got to be sorted out short and medium term, but certainly, I think we should find a way of accepting their offer, even if it isn't necessary to put it in the location they want at the moment. I would favour accepting the offer and finding a home for the staff area. Okay, thank you.